It's not just athletes who have to worry about brain injuries. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sarah Raskin, Charles A. Dana Professor of Psychology and Neuroscience at Trinity College, details other areas of life that are sadly involved in these afflictions as well.
Rates of brain injury in athletes have received increased attention in recent years. Less often discussed is the possibility for women to receive a brain injury as a result of domestic or interpersonal violence. In cases of domestic violence, the part of the body most often struck is the head and neck. Unexplained head and neck injuries are considered a warning sign of interpersonal violence. In addition, about half of survivors say that they have been strangled, often multiple times. Taken together, this suggests it's possible that women who experience interpersonal violence also experience brain trauma. So we wanted to see if women who experienced interpersonal violence might show changes on tests of attention, memory, and the ability to plan and problem solve, consistent with brain injury survivors. Our research found that women who had suffered from interpersonal violence exhibited high rates of potential brain injuries. 95% had a positive screening test. We compared them to a group of women who had not experienced any violence and a group of women who had experienced sexual assault, but no blow to the head or strangulation. The interpersonal violence survivors showed the lowest ability to learn new information and to think flexibly, skills that would be essential for escaping from a dangerous situation. Moreover, those who had been strangled were even worse on those measures than women who had not been strangled. Many of the women in our study also experienced depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder, but these changes were separable from the cognitive changes. We hope that this research can lead to more domestic violence professionals screening for brain injury and more brain injury professionals screening for domestic violence.
And that was Sarah Raskin of Trinity College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.